105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Obama took to the stage at the Democratic National Convention last night to rally the delegates for Hillary Clinton and to blast Donald Trump.
The president took off the gloves and, for the first time in a prepared speech, mentioned Donald Trump by name, taking issue with his slogan, Make America Great Again.
I promise you, our strength, our greatness, does not depend on Donald Trump.
The middle part was Mr. Obama in attack mode.
He's just offering slogans, and he's offering fear. He's betting that if he scares enough people, he might score just enough votes to win this election. And that's another bet that Donald Trump will lose.
The Trump campaign shot back at what it called the DNC's night of empty rhetoric. Bob Costantini at the Democratic Convention, Philadelphia.
And in his first primetime speech, vice presidential nominee Tim Kaine said he's confident that Hillary Clinton is ready to be president.
She's ready because of her faith. She's ready because of her heart. She's ready because of her experience, and she's ready because she knows that in America we are stronger when we are together.
Now, Democrats and even some Republicans are condemning remarks by Donald Trump, who yesterday appeared to encourage Russia to find and make public missing emails deleted by Hillary Clinton. Those comments ignited an instant debate over hacking and urging a foreign government to meddle in American politics. Vice President Joe Biden and Attorney General Loretta Lynch will be visiting Baton Rouge, Louisiana today. They're scheduled to speak at a vigil honoring those three police officers killed by a lone gunman outside a convenience store a couple of weeks ago. The gunman also wounded three other officers before he was shot dead. Those six Baltimore police officers involved in the Freddie Gray case are not done with the ordeal just yet. Even though all the remaining criminal charges have now been dropped, they still face an internal review.
A truly independent investigation administratively will now be done.
To avoid any conflicts of interest, Baltimore's police commissioner is enlisting the help of the Montgomery County and Howard County Police Departments to do internal reviews of the six officers, says Lieutenant Brian Rice's attorney Michael Davis.
They will do a complete investigation to determine if any of these officers violated any of the policies or procedures that were in place and that they knew of.
They can go back to work, and most of them are working again.
Fraternal Order of Police Launch 3 President Gene Ryan says four of the six are already back on duty, with the remaining two soon to return. In Baltimore, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Pepco says its Maryland customers have enjoyed fewer and shorter power outages in the last few years because of millions of dollars in investment and improvements to the power distribution system.
And now that they've paid out, they want Marylanders to reimburse them by shelling out an extra $16 a month for their bills. Montgomery County Councilor Roger Berliner says residents aren't happy.
Hundreds signed a petition that I circulated saying, fight the hike.
That petition was filed with the Public Service Commission, which will decide whether or not to approve the 10% rate increase.
And my expectation is, like many, many rate increases that Pepco has asked, that it will be cut in half or more.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Forrest Mars Jr. has died. The 84-year-old was the grandson of the founder of the McLean-based Mars Candy Company, of which he and his brother John were co-presidents for many years. Forrest Mars Jr. helped build the company into one of the world's richest businesses, with its ubiquitous offerings of M&Ms, Milky Ways, and Snickers. And no one matched the jackpot winning numbers in last night's Powerball drawing. The big prize now increases to an estimated $478 million for the Saturday drawing. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 18,472, the Nasdaq at 5140. Sports, the Nats maintain their four-game NL East lead with a win over the Indians. The Orioles still lead the AL East by two games, despite losing again to Colorado. And Redskins training camp gets started today in Richmond. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Heads up, folks. Weekdays at noon.
The nation's most prominent conservative commentator.
Rush Limbaugh.
The nation's most prominent commentator.
Conservative, liberal, moderate, independent, what have you.
Washington's Mall. WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable. Pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Aprilia, or Dr. Haggard, personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Need your home sold guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Georgetown using Canal Road, getting onto Whitehurst Freeway, inbound Key Bridge, all a mess. We've been talking about these signal lights that are mistiming and malfunctioning. Crews are trying to work on this and direct you through, but I would avoid Whitehurst Freeway at 27th Street. This is if you're coming inbound before you get to K Street. So many of our commuters take that route. It's going to cost you extra time and traffic at a standstill. Also, the George Washington Parkway delays almost back to 123, and a lot of that will filter either onto get into K Street or onto the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, heading onto Constitution Avenue. 395 jam trying to get out of Shirlington across the 14th Street Bridge. At the end of the 14th Street Bridge, merging onto the freeway, we had an incident along the right side. Also, signal light troubles northbound 295 near the Naval Research Lab, and Maryland 95 northbound still quite slow. Crash is northbound 95 north of 198. You're trying to get that out to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another great day today, but warm and humid temperatures continue. Not as hot as yesterday, 92. Slight chance of showers, thunderstorms. Then by tonight, thunderstorms becoming likely. Temperatures down into the mid-70s. Scattered storms tomorrow morning. There'll be locally heavy rainfall tonight and early tomorrow. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik on WMAL.
Right now, 80 in Dumfries, 79 in Beltsville, 84 degrees in Washington. President Obama says all Donald Trump has is slogans and fear. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Brian and Larry live from Philadelphia, where we continue our coverage of the Democratic National Convention. Coming up at 8:35, we'll be joined by Jake Tapper. I'm Brian Wilson, and he is Larry O'Connor.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of.
50 Broadway stars lined the stage last night at the Democratic National Convention and sing, well, you hear it. How I escaped this industry, I will never know. How did I survive with these Broadway people? Cagney and Lacey were up there, too.
They weren't all Broadway people, but mostly.
They all appeared on stage. Cagney and Lacey, Tyne Daly. You betcha. This is so actually emblematic of what we've seen all week. In the same way that we have seen these aging 60s and 70s stars retreading and trotting out their songs and their memories.
Nothing really speaks to the solving the problems of the world like a Burt Bacharach song.
You betcha. We're also seeing, of course, these aging political stars retreading the same old ideas from the 60s and 70s and thinking that it's actually edgy and going to change the way we live our lives. That's what the DNC has been all about. And speaking of aging political stars, Joe Biden gave a speech yesterday, and most of it was an attack on Donald Trump. And there was one thing he said that I thought is worthy of a discussion. Listen to this.
Think about everything you learned as a child, no matter where you were raised. How can there be pleasure in saying you're fired? He's trying to tell us he cares about the middle class. Give me a break. That's a bunch of malarkey.
Malarkey. Them's fighting words.
Yeah.
And nothing speaks to the millennials and the younger generation like throwing malarkey around there. But,
oh, pish posh on you.
But what he was specifically talking about there, and he was taking issue with and making a really big deal over the fact that Donald Trump's famous catchphrase from his television show, The Apprentice, was, you're fired.
Right.
And you heard him there. How can anyone take pleasure in that? This is the antithesis of the values of our nation. You're fired is a horrible concept, a horrible idea, a horrible thing to say, a horrible thing to hear, and a horrible message to embrace. Is it?
No.
Is it really? And think about the context of You're Fired. It's on the television show Apprentice, where you start with 12 people, and on a weekly basis, you determine, based on their efforts and based on their results and based on what their potential may be, you choose to whittle down until you have the one that achieves and wins.
That's right.
The contest.
A competition.
Is this actually a bad concept? Is this really a bad thing? Or maybe if you contribute to our conversation here, 888-630-9625, we can actually teach Joe Biden and all of those 1960s and 70s kumbaya, hand-holding, burp back rack singing retreads a thing or two about what the free market is about and what America is about. Is it actually a good thing to embrace the concept of firing those who don't make the grade? 888-630-9625. I think you see where I'm coming from here, Brian.
I had the exact same thought when I heard this. I thought, well, my goodness, I'm sure he feels that way because Democrats never hold anybody accountable for anything.
Yeah.
I mean, so we have this IRS scandal, right? Who got fired? Nobody got fired.
Right.
All right, so we got these problems over here, hither, there, and yon. And,
what about the VA?
The VA.
Nobody gets fired from the VA.
What about, what happened in Benghazi? Nobody got fired from Benghazi. The email scandal. Nobody is ever responsible. And so I like the fact that Donald Trump is a guy who would say, hey, you didn't measure up, and we're not going to have that, and we're going to do better, and I'm sorry, but there's the door.
Doesn't our government need a little more You're Fired?
Absolutely. We need a lot less government, and let's start by firing a few people who we no longer really need in government. I mean, the government does so many things now that are archaic. I mean, they got government programs for everything, and I would love to see, and it would be a very daunting task, but I would love to see in this process, if Donald Trump were to become president, a zero-based budget approach to that, where you literally go through every line item in the budget and say, you know what, we don't really need inspectors for this,
yeah,
or we don't really need that, or we used to do that 50 years ago, but it doesn't make any sense to do it now. We really need that kind of a critical look at our government across the board and get rid of I bet we could shed 20% of our government and never feel a bit of pain.
And let me just add to that, Brian, you're so right, and I want to hear from federal workers and military members as well about this. 888-630-9625. I want to add to what you said. I'm going to make the compassionate case for You're Fired. He says it's not compassionate or caring to say you're fired. Here's the problem. When you are working and you are doing your job and the person next to you is a failure, the person next to you is not making the grade, the person next to you is just skating by. Number one, that means you have to do more for the same amount of money and for the same amount of recognition. But number two, it also means that you don't get rewarded. You're all treated equally. Guess what? It is more compassionate to you, the hard worker, more compassionate to you, the achiever, to actually have that deadbeat next to you fired. You're fired is actually an incredibly compassionate phrase, and it should be embraced much more. Don't you agree? 888-630-WMAL. Don't we need... The world does not need more love. That's not what the world needs right now. The world needs You're Fired. David in Virginia, you're first up on WMAL.
David?
That's that line two. Let's flag that, guys, because line two just ain't happening today. Stephen in Fairfax, you're next up on WMAL. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, yeah. I just wanted to point out that the Apprentice just sets up this dichotomy between the employer and the employee, which is kind of a toxic relationship of the employer is kind of this overlord and the employee is the peon, and that's just a hotbed for giving into the Marxist mentality. I'm personally of the opinion of, like Pope Leo XIII in Rerum Novarum, just, create a solidarity between the employer and the employee so that, each are looking out for each other's interests rather than one person having one interest and one having another, and the both try to kind of duke it out. And, that would actually help the free market because it would remove the impetus for Marxism and socialism. So,
Okay, got it. Thank you for that, Stephen, and definitely a thoughtful response to what we're discussing here. George in Puerto Rico. Ooh, George is calling in from PR. Thanks for joining us, George.
Good morning, long-time listener. I just wanted to agree with Brian. The problem is the Democrats don't hold anybody accountable for anything, so just the concept of being fired is foreign to them.
Yeah, thank you. Exactly. Brian nailed it on that one, didn't he? It's about time. You know, no one gets fired. You, the one thing, and thank you for the call, the one thing that Hillary Clinton has conceded about Benghazi is that the security at the embassy there and at the annex was right. not up to what it should have been. Yeah. Now, she says that that wasn't her ball to carry.
Well, no. She says, yeah, we had a problem there, but it wasn't my problem.
Right. Can anyone name the person from the State Department who was responsible for security who has lost their job because of it?
Because it didn't happen.
No one got fired. We need more. You're fired.
It is now 8:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Start with 95 southbound, slowing as you come off the Beltway, heading down toward Newington, but the crash all confined to the right shoulder out of the travel lane, so that should start to improve here rapidly. Inner loop of the Beltway through Annandale, the volume north of 66 toward the Legion Bridge. Yes, we have the delay. 66, still a lot of volume for the rush hour as we push out of Manassas through Centerville and Fair Oaks. Eastbound, heavy through Falls Church and jammed over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Here's what we're dealing with now, coming across the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. And yes, you're in that sun glare. Joining on to Constitution Avenue, crash reported up ahead. Constitution Avenue at 18th Street. Whitehurst Freeway, that has been a nightmare this morning. If you can avoid, please. Trying to get through Georgetown, the problems with the signal lights. Whitehurst Freeway at 27th Street. So if you're coming inbound, that's before K Street. We have Canal Road jam, the Key Bridge, and that whole corridor. And let's go Maryland 95. Northbound, still have the volume, but the crash north of 198, that was cleared to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it's going to be just quite steamy today. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Temperatures are going to be up around 96 today, and we're going to also have a chance of rain tonight. Temperatures did round around 74. Then as we head into the weekend, yeah, there's a chance of showers, but temperatures will be in the 90s on Friday and in the upper 80s on Saturday and Sunday. Currently in the nation's capital, 83 degrees. It is now 8:17 on WMAL.
What the world? Yeah. Needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing.
Man, it was oldies night there. It's been oldies night every night here at the DNC in Philadelphia. They are loving their 60s and 70s throwback stuff, Paul Simon, and this whole Broadway tribute to Burt Bacharach. And this quote that we are focusing on from Joe Biden yesterday, Vice President, let me quote him. He said, speaking of Donald Trump, his lack of empathy and compassion can be summed up in the phrase I suspect he's most proud of having made famous, you're fired. I mean, really, I'm not joking. Think about that. Think about what you learned as a child, no matter where you were raised. How can there be pleasure in saying you're fired?
Can there be pleasure in saying you're fired?
Thank you, Uncle Joe. All right, yeah. Nick in the district? Is that what you want?
Yeah, Nick in D.C. You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
Good, fine. What do you think?
Well, we've been doing zero-based budget, the federal government, for a few years now since Western. But the system is flawed inherently, which makes zero-based budgeting actually really difficult. We're not really getting budgets until March because of the continuing resolutions that Congress refuses to pass the budget. So it forces us to, yes, we can project what we're going to spend, but we can't really figure out exactly how much money we're going to get until March, which is halfway through our year.
Yeah.
So we hold it real tight, the money, until we actually know how much money we're going to get. And it ends up being like, we've got a lot of money left over near the end of the fiscal year, which is a very bad position for us to be in because we have to get it back. So many things come into play. The zero-based budget activity is very difficult, but I think it's really worth it because it really makes us look at our core business and say, okay, are we doing our core business or are we trying?
Yeah, but hold on, Nick. I mean, is there a critical examination of each and every expenditure to say, you know, do we really need to be doing that, or is it just a defense of, yeah, we got to keep things going?
No, it's in my agency, it's definitely every single activity, every single expenditure is looked at line by line.
But the system is not working. You're not actually able to achieve what you're trying to achieve because of the CRs and because of the bloat.
We're not able to accurately predict what our budget is going to be because we don't know what our money is going to be until the middle of the year. So There's a lot of things at play, but we are doing that examination every year.
Nick, listen, thank you for calling and bringing your expertise, but I would argue that most of us don't just do our budget based on what we know or don't know what our money is going to be. You know, the federal government should be making their budgets, or your department should be making their budgets and expenditures based on what you need to spend to get your job done, not based on what kind of money you're going to have coming in. And again, I think you can take pleasure in the concept of you're fired if it means saving the American taxpayers some money and actually getting the dead weight off of the rolls. Lauren in Aspen Hill, Joe Biden says that there's something uncompassionate and horrible about the concept of you're fired. What do you say, Lauren?
Those are probably two of the best words you can use.
Yes!
My mother was a senior federal at the undersecretary level, and she had a secretary that was so bad, even at her level, that she was bringing me, her high school daughter, in to do all the secretary's work on Saturdays. Mom finally managed to get her secretary fired, but only, not fired, but out of her office, by telling another agency that she could not possibly replace this woman with someone of similar caliber, meaning the woman was so bad that she couldn't possibly get somebody that bad again.
Wow.
And I then applied that same tactic when I became an office manager for law firms and accounting firms.
Yeah, bless you, Lauren, and I appreciate that. And that, I mean, how many of us in the private sector have, and listen, I know that it really blows for the person who gets fired, okay, and their family, and I get that. But you know what, by the way, sometimes you will talk to people who got fired, and sometimes, oftentimes, they will say, "That's the best thing that ever happened to me. Put my life on track, sent me the message I needed, and I got the, I went out there and I changed my life and I figured things out." But how many of us have worked in the private sector and somebody got fired, and everybody looks at each other and say, "Well, it's about time. Thank you. Thank you. That person's been, Derek in Fairfax. You're next up on WMAL.
Hey, Derek. Good morning.
Morning, guys. I just wanted to comment. I was listening to what you were saying about Joe Biden and demonizing Donald Trump for saying you're fired. And it reminded me a lot of Mitt Romney in 2012. And he said, you know, I like firing people who are underperforming. And he got a whole lot of trouble for that. But I loved it because I think there's civil servants out there who are just not getting their jobs done who need to be fired. You know, maybe like that IRS chief, but, I don't understand why, you know, I mean, I work my butt off in the private sector specifically so I don't get fired.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why profit motive is such a terrible thing on the left.
Great point. Thank you for adding to that, Derek. That's right. The idea of you're fired actually makes us all better. At least it's supposed to. And isn't that what we're supposed to aim for in our nation?
It is now 8:22 on WMAL.
The Nation's Gun Show is back. Dulles Expo Center this weekend. 1,300 tables. 2 miles of everything you need for the shooting sports and self-defense. The Nation's Gun Show. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Dulles Expo. Info and coupon at cegunshows.com.
You know, a recent study showed that one of the top reasons people don't go to the dentist on a regular basis is due to dental fear. Did you know that? I can relate to that. My experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were, not the most comfortable. It instilled in me this fear of the dentist. I hate going to the dentist. I've hated going to the dentist for decades. That's all in the past. It's all behind me. It's in my rearview mirror. Why? Because of Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. That fear and anxiety is now gone. These guys are amazing. Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb are incredible dentists. They helped me overcome my dental fear, and it's because of the whole office. It's a life-changing experience. Everything that occurs at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is unlike anything you've ever experienced. It's a place where people like me who've had dental fears can safely visit. Please, I know who you are. I know that my words are resonating with you right now, and it's been hard for you to get over that hump and pick up the phone and call to get that first appointment, the first appointment in many years to go get your teeth checked out. But you know you got to do it. So please, I implore you, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Here's her number, 301-530-2434. She's going to set you up. She's going to treat you so good. 301-530-2434 or go online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Everybody has dreams, a fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland, University College offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area, University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your busy schedule demands, while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
It is now 8:25 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, still not resolved problems with the signal lights on the Whitehurst Freeway Northwest as you come up the 27th Street. Mistiming, malfunctioning, crews are trying to take care of it, but we are jammed for the commute. If you can, avoid the area. Whitehurst Freeway, with that being so slow, it jams up Canal Road, MacArthur Boulevard, Foxhall Road. In fact, Canal Road pretty much back to the chain bridge. So that is intense. George Washington Parkway almost back to 123, heading down toward and merge on to the Key Bridge. 66 East jammed as you try to get through Arlington over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Now up ahead as you merge into that sun glare and onto Constitution at 18th Street for the crash. 395 heavy leaving Landmark across the 14th Street Bridge. Had some debris as you cross the bridge toward the freeway, but that looks like that's been cleared. Traffic update is brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. It's new and exciting things that are happening in Washington, D.C., and MedStar Washington Hospital Center is at the heart of it all. Announcing the opening of the first dedicated heart and vascular hospital in the nation's capital. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another gray day today, but warm and humid temperatures continue. Not as hot as yesterday, 92. Slight chance of showers, thunderstorms. Then by tonight, thunderstorms becoming likely. Temperatures down into the mid-70s. Scattered storms tomorrow morning. There'll be locally heavy rainfall tonight and early tomorrow. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stichick on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is now 83 degrees at 826 on WMAL.
Think about everything you learned as a child. No matter where you were raised, how can there be pleasure in saying you're fired?
Joe Biden, the vice president, mocking Donald Trump and the catchphrase, you're fired, from The Apprentice, saying, how can you take pleasure in it? There's no compassion there. It's a bunch of malarkey, he even said. Malarkey, I say. Yeah. I say, actually, the concept of you're fired is something that's missing, not just in government, but in our society. We are the party of you're fired. They are the party of participation trophies.
Yeah, that's right.
Jeff in the district, you're next up on WMAL.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, guys. Donald Trump hit it right on the head with his whole concept of you're fired. It just gives you more quality people. Right now, the problem with the federal government, I'm an active duty E6. I work at headquarters with a bunch of GS 12 and 13. And all you hear is, well, we need to document. We need to document. Yeah. When anything that a GS does, they don't show up to work. If when they do show up to work, they're at some kind of meeting for a union. A union which is powerless and can't even strike. We're held hostage by these people that we actually can't get rid of. And you have your active duty military people doing double the job, and they're becoming even fiercer because of the federal jobs that are being created for civilians.
Jeff, we got to leave it there. Yeah. Thank you so much, and thank you for your service. We need a little bit more you're fired around here.
It is now 8:28.
You're fired.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-Door for $379 per month for 33 months with $1,000 summer credit included in lease payments and $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through September 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to GoodClearWater.com. That's GoodClearWater.com.
Well, coming up in just a moment, we're going to be joined by Jake Tapper of CNN. It is now 8:30 in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Obama says the choice this November isn't even close. He says all Donald Trump has is slogans and fear.
And tonight, I ask you to do for Hillary Clinton what you did for me. I'm asking you to join me to reject cynicism and reject fear and to summon what is best in us to elect Hillary Clinton as the next president of the United States. God bless you.
So tonight, everyone will be watching to see how Hillary takes that baton, how she takes that message that was so carefully crafted at this convention and makes it her own. She'll be introduced by her daughter, Chelsea.
Correspondent Michelle Kaczynski. At the convention, Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings says Donald Trump is not promoting national unity.
When I hear Donald Trump, to be frank with you, I feel like there's somebody who is almost trying to divide us. And I think what we need to be doing is having somebody like Hillary Clinton who will cause us to look at each other, be honest with each other, face our problems.
Donald Trump's reaction to last night's DNC lineup, quote, a sad sight for the Democratic Party. Trump advisor Stephen Miller says the Democrats spoke in cheap, petty terms beneath the dignity of a convention. North Korea's top diplomat for U.S. affairs says Washington crossed the red line and effectively declared war by putting leader Kim Jong-un on its list of sanctioned individuals. California firefighters are bracing for hotter weather and lower humidity in the area near Big Sur, where a wildfire has already destroyed 34 homes and killed a bulldozer driver. And red light cameras are widely hated, but a new study says getting rid of them can actually have fatal consequences. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety says traffic deaths from red light running crashes go up by nearly a third when cities turn off the cameras. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,472, the NASDAQ at 5140. Sports, the Nets pick up a win in Cleveland, the O's take another loss to Colorado. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The credit crisis of 08 is long gone, the Brexit vote has come and gone, but our own election is fast approaching. It's enough to rattle anyone. And is it making you nervous about your investments? Hi, Rick Edelman here, and I want to help you rescue your money. Read my fully revised and updated number one best-selling book, Rescue Your Money. You'll learn what you need to know about investing in today's tumultuous times. It's a fun, quick read. You can read the whole book in a single sitting, yet it's packed with information. You'll discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two obstacles you'll face, the six ways investors fail, and the one big question you need to answer, plus the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. Get your copy at Amazon.com today or your favorite bookseller. Read Rescue Your Money and get the investment plan you need for these tumultuous times.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
This is a special announcement for men with ED. A local medical clinic is offering free doses of a breakthrough ED medication to the first 75 men who call now. This offer is to spread awareness about a treatment that's 98% effective, even for men who can't take prescription ED medications. You'll receive a personalized, custom blend of the latest FDA-approved medications formulated to treat sexual performance problems caused by diabetes, cardiovascular problems, low testosterone, or depression. Your appointment will be at a private and professional medical office with a doctor representing a physician network that has helped over 50,000 men regain their performance in just one office visit. If you thought your ED symptoms were untreatable, don't miss this opportunity to get a free dose of a highly effective rapid-acting medication. This offer is limited to the next 75 men who call.
You must act now to reserve your free dose of this breakthrough treatment. That's 800-941-0500. 800-941-0500. 800-941-0500. Brought to you by Boston Medical Group.
Built for business. Waiting. No one enjoys it. With Comcast Business, you can do less of it. Because Comcast Business Internet is up to 5 times faster than DSL from the phone company, which means less waiting for things like security backups and file downloads. Plus, it's a better value when you select the fastest plan. So do what nearly 1,000 businesses do every day and choose Comcast Business. Unless you'd prefer to wait. Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add one voice line and TV for just $34.90 a month for 2 years. And ask about their low price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. That's 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 8/31/16. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here, and if you need to sell your home fast and for top dollar, then I recommend you call my friend Frank Prindle. He's the only agent I would trust to sell my home. For a guarantee you can trust, go to itrustfrank.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through town and coming off of both 50 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to head onto New York Avenue. Slow. Had the incident before you get to the Bladensburg Road. Watch, still some flashing lights there. DC 295 has been a tough morning from the start of the commute. Been slow off of each loop of the Capitol Beltway to head to the exit for the Naval Research Lab. Those lights malfunctioning. They're not giving enough signal light and green, but police are trying to help direct through, but still very slow. 295 near the Naval Research Lab. Whitehurst Freeway, that has been a mess too with the signals there as well. Whitehurst Freeway, 27th Street. So if you're coming inbound, that's before you would merge onto K Street and that entire corridor and everybody related to Canal Road, Foxhall, MacArthur, Whitehurst Freeway, George Washington Parkway. It's going to be a long, late rush hour. 66 eastbound, heavy, just briefly now in Manassas. Earlier, minor crash near 28th Centerville. That was cleared out of the travel lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances now creeping up. Lots of clouds in, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning and this afternoon, 92. Then a better chance of thunderstorms by this evening and maybe even more on and off through the overnight hours and early Friday morning. It could be some locally heavy rainfall, maybe some stronger storms. And then Friday afternoon, partly to mostly cloudy, 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Stitchett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 81 in Warrenton, 79 in Silver Spring, 84 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Remax. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz could not breathe without speaking and getting approval from Hillary Clinton. Couldn't breathe. And you saw that. It also showed that it was a fixed race. But I've been saying that long before I saw the emails.
Yeah, and he talked about the emails yesterday that Donald did. I mean, while Democrats were gathering here in Philadelphia, Donald Trump held a press conference, and here's cut number two, Mike McKay. And he says to the Russians, I think he was joking when he said it, but he said, hey, can you help us find the missing emails?
Well, I have nothing to do with Putin. I've never spoken to him. I don't know anything about him other than he will respect me. He doesn't respect our president. And if it is Russia, which is probably not, nobody knows who it is, but if it is Russia, it's really bad for a different reason, because it shows how little respect they have for our country when they would hack into a major party and get everything.
And he went on to say that, hey, you know what, in Russia, if you've got those missing emails, you know, maybe you should release them, because well, we really would appreciate it. We
Russia, like if you're them. Listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you will probably be rewarded mightily by our press.
There you go. And then all manner of hell broke loose because a lot of people thought, well, he's encouraging the Russians to hack into our national security servers. He's encouraging the Russians to be involved in our campaign. And that's unpatriotic, they said. Well, is it really? Is it really? I don't think so. What do you think? 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. Here's what I think about this, Larry. I think that, first of all, you need to understand, I think the man was sort of joking. Okay, let's have a little sense of humor about this, folks. I know Democrats don't have much of a sense of humor, but nonetheless, I think one is in order in this particular case. Number two, get real. The emails that he's talking about, they've been in the Russian hands for a long, long time. You know, and here's the other thing that, you know, let's be honest about it. We here in the United States, if we happen to know that a Russian foreign minister had a private server and the back door to that server is wide open, you don't think that our NSA would go in there and try to learn everything that they could about what was going on in that private server? Of course we would.
Only if a Russian real estate mogul egged them on. They would never do it unless some Russian who owns a big casino says, hey, come on, you should look at these emails. Hadn't thought of that. We'll do it.
We would totally do it, and they have already done it, and let's just be honest about that. And number three, if these emails that we are told had only personal information on it, no national security secrets. Well, if that's all it is, then what's the big problem? No whoop. I mean, what are we going to learn? The defined details of Hillary Clinton's yoga schedule? I don't think it's a problem. So, look, first of all, let's be a bit honest. They have the emails. If they don't have the emails, I've heard former CIA directors say, then we have absolutely no respect for them. And they're actually quite good at what they do in this regard. So I think they've got the emails. We acknowledge that. The Donald was making the case in a joking way, I think, that said, these emails? Go ahead, release them. Yeah. It'd be very helpful. And by the way, who do the emails belong to, Larry O'Connor? They belong to the American people.
Well,
they were never Hillary's to begin with.
Well, if they are her personal emails, technically, I guess they are hers.
If they were
nobody
on a server that she was doing government business on, many people would argue that is... Yeah. A public property of the American people.
Either way, I'm just glad that only Donald Trump could actually get the news media and Democrats at all levels of our government to finally be worried about the emails that were kept on Hillary Clinton's server. And no one worried about it until this moment.
Yeah.
It is a remarkable, remarkable thing. I do, though, want to say that I don't think it's right to invite a foreign government, especially an adversarial one like Russia, to meddle in our elections, to meddle in how we choose our leaders or make major national decisions like who should be our president. I don't think that was an appropriate thing to do. In the same way, it was inappropriate for the Obama administration to meddle in the election in Israel for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. In the same way, it was inappropriate for the Obama administration to meddle in the Brexit vote over in Great Britain. And in the same way, it was inappropriate and frankly illegal for that man who just admitted this week to accepting $80,000 in foreign donations on behalf of the Obama re-election campaign in 2012, which the media didn't seem to have a problem with. They didn't have a problem and didn't talk about and didn't bring attention to a man who broke our laws and brought in $80,000 in foreign donations to meddle with our election in 2012. But this, their heads explode over.
All right, Steve in Vienna, start us off. Do you have a problem with what Donald Trump said yesterday? You're on with Brian and Larry from Philadelphia.
Hey, I'm in cybersecurity. I've been in this industry for 20 years. I actually have fairly intimate knowledge of what's going on. Given where I work, I'd say that in a couple things, right? I think that Trump statements, as they usually are off the cuff, not well thought out, somewhat reckless. I think that there is a problem, to Larry's point, with him inviting or at least seeming to invite a foreign nation, to violate, the sanctity of our security and get in there and get that stuff. I also think, though, it's ridiculous to assume they don't already have the emails. That's the one thing that the FBI director Comey was really, really disingenuous about. If they hacked the entire DNC, and they've got all these emails, I can absolutely guarantee you, and all of us in the industry believe this, that they got in and they took her emails when they were on her private server. So
you say based on what you do, I'm just want to ask you this question: if our government learned that the foreign minister of Russia had a private server and that the back door to it was wide open, we wouldn't hesitate to go through that back door, would we? We would
do it without question.
They wouldn't bat an eye, would they?
No, it's normal tradecraft. I mean, look, you know, every nation conducts intelligence on every other nation, no question. And you find the open, easy doors. I mean, the fact of the matter is, they wouldn't even have had to have hit Hillary's, you know, really, really open, easy door. There's so many open, easy doors in government. They've targeted states numerous times.
Right.
You know, there's the poorest defenses that we have in our government. Here's the other thing I want to close on this.
Very quickly.
So it is just as wrong for our president the other day to get out there and insinuate that somehow Donald Trump is the Manchurian candidate, right? You know, that Putin and you know, anything's possible. I can't tell you that he's dealing with Putin, but anything's possible. That is despicable. It's disgusting. And it makes me want to blow the roof off of a bunch of stuff I know, but I can't do it.
All right, Steve, thanks for that.
Steve.
Yeah, but to believe this narrative, you've got to think that somewhere in the Kremlin, down in the third level basement, there's somebody who saw this press conference yesterday and turned to his counterpart and said, "Why, Boris, this is a great idea. Why didn't you think of that?
How come we did not think of this?
You stupid. We could have been tacking into these emails for years now. But thank you, Donald Trump, for giving us this idea. And suddenly I'm from Transylvania."
And you sound a little bit more like Bernie. All right, more of your call straight ahead.
We should Trump in. We should hack him. We should release the emails. That'd be awesome. And Schultz wouldn't mind.
It's 8:45, he was trying to say. And time for traffic and weather. But 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
The fun to suck your blood. All right, here we go. 66, not so good as you pass 50 Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. It's the crash up ahead along the left side. So stay to the right to get by. Then the pace will improve for you. Here's what you're dealing with inside the Beltway. The volume, not just through Falls Church, but then solid through Arlington, crossing the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Crash on Constitution Avenue at 18th Street reported. And also, this is going to be slow coming across the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, linking up to E Street and heading up toward the Whitehurst Freeway. Signal light troubles. Whitehurst Freeway, 27th Street. We have Georgetown a mess as a result. It's going to be a long, late rush hour. And if you can, avoid any of those arteries. Canal Road, Foxhall, the George Washington Parkway is jammed after 123. Hey, 270, nothing major, just a little bit of volume still through Urbana, down past 109 and briefly in Rockville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances going up. Thunderstorms could bring locally heavy rainfall this evening and on into tonight. Lots of clouds around this morning. Maybe a few showers and a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, 92. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It is now 8:47 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Yesterday, Donald Trump set the world on fire. People went crazy when he simply said, "Hey, if the Russians have the emails, maybe they could do us a favor and, you know, find them for us, because we can't find them." And people went nuts and said, "Well, he's being unpatriotic. He's suggesting that that the Russians get involved in our election process." What do you think about it, Beth and Burke? You're on with Brian and Larry from Philadelphia.
I don't know if you guys saw it or not, but Charles Krauthammer and some others have pointed out that it may have unintentionally been a trap for the Clintons, because their contention all along has been the 30,000 emails were personal about yoga classes and weddings.
Yeah.
How can it be otherwise?
Exactly. It is a total trap. And by the way, Leon Panetta also made remarks from the stage last night, said, "How dare Donald Trump suggest that one of our adversaries hack into our computers and meddle with our system?" Wait, our adversaries?
Right.
Russia's an adversary?
Yeah.
Hey, Leon Panetta, the 80s are calling. They want their foreign policy back, Leon.
I thought they weren't. Adam, I'm sorry, let's go to, Peter McClain. You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Peter. Line four.
Here's something that people haven't really picked up on yet. It doesn't matter if the Chinese or the Russians have hacked Hillary's emails. We have to assume that they did. You know, when we won the battle at Midway, it's because a bunch of Navy cryptologists broke the Japanese code, number one. Number two, the Japanese didn't realize they had had their code broken, so we could operate with them being unaware. That's the risk we have with the Hillary email situation.
That's right.
We've got to go through all the things that have been exposed, whether they've been hacked or not, and a kid in his bedroom in New Jersey could have hacked that.
Take the 30,000-foot view here. Back up a little bit. I mean, none of this would have happened if it hadn't been for the fact that Hillary Clinton made a decision to use this private server for her official business.
Yeah. You know, Brian, this whole thing, it was, we have to admit, a remarkable performance and a remarkable press conference right in the middle of the DNC, where Donald Trump just came in there and absolutely re-steered the narrative of the week. It actually reminds me of that really amazing, controversial statement that Hillary Clinton made at her press conference recently.
I don't remember that.
Well, that's right. It's been 236 days since she's given a press conference.
How about that? It is now 8:49.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
Listen to me now and believe me later. You should have your carpets professionally cleaned at least once a year, even more if you have pets. And if you have dirt, mud, traffic marks, or smell bad odors in your carpets, well, it's time for a real carpet cleaning. I mean, a real one from only the best. My friends at Zero Res. Zero Res, they cleaned my carpets. They left them looking brand new, feeling soft, smelling fresh again. Honestly, I can't recommend them enough. I feel like I have new carpets, and you'll have that great feeling, too. And here's another great feeling you'll have. After you roll around on your carpets there, you know, because what do? When you get brand new, clean carpets, you just want to roll around on them and feel how soft they are. But here's the deal. You know, when you're done with that whole escapade, you're not going to feel that residue, that chalky kind of chemical-y thing, because that's what those other carpet cleaners do, but not Zero Res. They've got a patented, empowered water cleaning system. It's free of toxins, and it doesn't have that chalky, pasty residue. Yeah. Call them now. Get the WMAL special for a limited time. You'll get your carpets cleaned for $39 a room. $39 a room. Huge savings. Minimum supply, 703-382-1221, 703-382-1221, or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Sorry to break it to you, but your new baby isn't actually imitating you. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. As parents, we all want to believe that our babies are mimicking what we say and what we do. But researchers in Australia say the evidence just isn't there. The results of their study found that in response to adults, babies were just as likely to produce a different gesture as they were to produce a matching one. This suggests that imitation isn't just an innate behavior, but one that is learned in the baby's first few months. In another study from the lab, they found that parents imitate their babies once every 2 minutes, according to the study's lead author. This is a powerful means by which infants can learn to link their gestures with those of another person. Next step now is to figure out when infants really do begin to imitate and what factors might contribute to the emergence of this skill. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
The recent Fed decision to put off raising interest rates, coupled with continued weak economic data, has led to another refinance wave. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and we haven't seen rates this low in over 3 years. Whether you want to shorten your loan term, take cash out, buy your first home, or just save money, one thing is certain, the time is now. Even if you're working with another company, call us today to use us as a sounding board, as we'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. We offer the most aggressive rate float down policy, so if rates get better, your rate gets better. We also offer reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, and VA. Call us today at 866-625-1221. That's 866-625-1221. Or log on to cornerstonefirst.com and catch this refinance wave today before the tide goes out and these historic rates go with it.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter.
where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
It's 8:55, time for WMAO traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Our headache this morning has been the signal lights. DC 295 northbound to make the exit to the Naval Research Lab, not giving enough green. Police trying to direct through there, but we are still jammed off of each loop of the beltway to go north on 295. Other problem area with the lights, Whitehurst Freeway at 27th Street, and absolutely just a mess. Everyone trying to get into town. If you're on Canal Road, Foxhall, MacArthur, making your travels over the Key Bridge, that affects everybody coming through that stretch. 66 heavy across the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. And then we also have a crash reported Constitution and 18th Street. Virginia, 66 eastbound. Stay to the right to get by the crash before the Beltway. Eastbound 66 near 123. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate MyCleanPC software and clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances going up. Thunderstorms could bring locally heavy rainfall this evening and on into tonight. Lots of clouds around this morning. Maybe a few showers and a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, 92. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 83 degrees. It's now 8:56.
Chris Plant here. Did you know in the last 3 years, more than 100 WMAL listeners have worked with Eric Stewart to sell their homes? That's a great testament. Sales are up, and Eric's getting top dollar for homes just like yours. Call my friend Eric today for a free evaluation to see how much your home is worth. Call Eric at 800-900-9104, 800-900-9104, or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino. Legendary acts like Joe Nichols, Jeff Foxworthy, Trace Adkins, Three Dog Night, and Jay Leno. The biggest names in entertainment always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com today. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Not long ago, we celebrated our 25th anniversary as a firm dedicated to, as many of you have heard, helping guys through one of the most difficult and crucial times in their lives. Starting out in 1990, my wife and I didn't realize that our mission would grow to include hundreds of attorneys, serving tens of thousands of guys across America and now in England. And though I'm proud of our growth, I'm most proud of the values that are the foundation of our success. And while it's true that Cordell & Cordell has aggressively defended guys facing divorce, the cornerstone of our practice, we've also encouraged reconciliation where possible. The fact is, we're proud to be the partner that guys can count on when the partner they hope for let them down.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
For over 36 years, I've prided myself on bringing out the very best smiles in my patients through general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental implants. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. But we're not just sedation dentistry. We offer services ranging from crowns and veneers to full smile makeovers. We also perform dental implant treatments, the new standard of care for teeth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. And with dental implants, we can also permanently stabilize your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our team. Make your appointment today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Well, thank you, Philadelphia. We've had a great time. Larry and I will return to the D.C. studios tomorrow morning as we wrap up our coverage of the convention, and we'll hear what Hillary has to say tonight. But
we will continue in 8 hours on Drive at 5. We'll have Rick Klein, political director for ABC News, plus Lisa Booth from Washington Examiner, and lots of surprises. Here comes Chris Plant. No surprise there.
Stop, drop, and roll. It's like Burning Man up there. Another lefty set himself on fire. You see this guy burning another American flag. The real mystery is where they found the American flag to burn. Hey, I want to start with Donald Trump and the Russian thing and the news media wetting their beds again. This is